Hello and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Ten Cars Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook, Twitterish and things, and that Instagram son of a whatever. So we got some news today. I got an observation. And, health-wise, I'm still in recovery mode. I wish I could just, like, reboot and start fresh, but it doesn't work that way. Brian Bloom has passed. Now, for those who know the history of TSR and Dungeons and Dragons and the founding of the company, you'll know some of the history, but Brian Bloom was one of the original partners to own TSR when it was founded. When it was founded, it was Gary and his friend Don Kay. They both put $1,000 in to form TSR, which was great, but they didn't have enough money to publish D&D. So, Brian Bloom, I'm pulling this. It's not that I know this very well. I'm pulling this from Wikipedia. But Brian Bloom met Gary at Gen Con, one of the early Gen Cons, and said, "Frey, all right, I'll kick in $2,000. This is back in, what, 73, 74? So that's a lot of money to be an equal partner. He does. They print 1,000 copies of the original wood grain box. And the rest is pretty much history. Some of the behind-the-scenes stuff is that Don Kay died early. Okay? He passed early, and that kind of changed the influence that Brian Bloom had. And then Brian convinced Gary to let his brother buy in, which he did. And then the company was pretty much, it was making money, but I should say it had sales, but it wasn't really making much of a profit. So Gary, for those of you don't realize this, Gary brought in Lorraine Williams. All right. He brought her in to save the company, to be the manager that they needed. And then Brian and his brother were shopping the company without telling Gary. And Gary tried to prevent it. He tried to gain control of the company, which he briefly did before the brothers apparently exercised their option to buy more stock, which they did. And they promptly sold it to Lorraine Williams. That's leading to Gary's ouster and the demise later on of the old TSR. However, Brian did actually work on some products. According to Wikipedia, Brian Bloom provided material for the Rogues Gallery, co-authored Eldritch Wizardry with Gary in 1976, named the character Vecna, as an anagram of Jack Vance. Now, that's something I did not know. I find that pretty interesting. Everybody, you know, if you're a gamer, you know about Vecna, the hand of Vecna. You've had some, you know, the eye of Vecna. You've had players pop out an eye, cut off a hand so they could, you know, take Vecna and take his powers. Brian Bloom also co-authored the original Boot Hill game. As a tribute to Don Kay, because he was apparently a fan of the Westerns, and he also authored the Panzer Warfare Miniatures War Game in 1975. He died March 27th, 2020, a few days ago, at the Lakeland Nursing Home in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, from Lewy Dotty dementia and Parkinson's. So, that is the death announcement. I hate doing death announcements. They're never fun, but they have to be done. Because people need to know, right? You need to know. So, I'm going to make an observation. Oh, yes. And people are like, oh God, not much, not more of this coronavirus 19 shit. Yeah, well it is. But like I said, I've noticed that podcast traffic is down. But I've also noticed, strangely enough, that my affiliate earnings over at DriveThru are markedly up in the last 2 weeks or so, where we've been all, well, not all, but three quarters of the country now is under some kind of stay-at-home orders. So people, gamers, are certainly investing in game material, whether it's print-on-demand or PDF, because you have more time in your hands. And obviously, it's not converting to listening to more podcasts, which listening is free, but it's converting to buying more gaming material, which is interesting. Also, you really can't go to a game store in much of this country right now. So, if you want that instant gratification, it's going to be drive-thru. Really, what else? I guess you could go to Lulu. But really, when it comes to PDF purchases, there's really no other place to come close to drive-thru. Now, if I haven't mentioned it, there is a 50% sale going on at Frog God Games. Now, if I had half a brain, I would have made sure, and it's also have to tell you the code you need to do. But I'll just have to open up Tankar's Tavern and let you know. All right, so if you go to froggodgames.com and you use the code SpecialGaryCon50, all one word, SpecialGaryCon50, all one word, lowercase, through the end of April, 50% off. Print. PDF, sure, if you... Print. So if you've been waiting on buying stuff from Frog Eye Games, now it's your time. I would use it myself, but I pretty much have it all. I've either backed the Kickstarter or grabbed it at a convention when I've been working the table. But 50% off, go ahead and shop. If you're going to spend money at drive-thru for print-on-demand stuff, you might as well get the high-quality stuff that Frog Eye Games sells at half off. Yes, if you live overseas, if you're outside of the States, you may consider that savings that you're looking at to pay for your shipping. Because shipping will fuck you. From the U.S. to anywhere outside the U.S. But, yeah. Why not? I know you're all buying stuff. I can see the results. Spend it. Folks, here comes that part that I know you hate. But wash your fucking hands. 20 seconds. You come in from outside, wash your fucking hands. Carry hand sanitizer when you're outside. If you're doing that food shopping and you can't get delivery because God knows delivery is a pain in the ass now. My delivery yesterday, it was a 13-day fucking wait to get it from the local supermarket, 13 days. But I want you all to stay healthy. So, wash those hands, hand sanitizer. If perchance you have one of those N95 masks, and I'm not talking about N95 and like, you know, AD&D Adventurer, N95, that's a long series. No. Those are those masks that will keep the virus out of your system if it's airborne. They claim you don't need the mask, but then they claim you need the mask, but then they claim you don't need the mask. If you have one, fucking wear it. It's not going to hurt. I want you to be healthy. A healthy listener is a recurring listener. Okay? You're not allowed to die on me. I'm not allowed to die on you. So, goes both ways. God bless. Be safe. Roll those dice well. Stay healthy. And I will talk with you all, God willing, tomorrow's.